Jughead. This is Archie. Come over right away. It's a matter of life or death.
Oh, relax, Archie. Relax.
Yes, and you relax too, folks, if you can, because here he is again, right out of the pages of Archie Comics magazine with all his gang, Archie Andrews! Well, it's Friday evening as we look in on the Andrews home in Riverdale. We find Archie has just come home with Jughead and is a little unhappy about something.
I tell you, Jug, I gotta figure out a way to get that bottle of bubble bath soap.
You don't look dirty to me.
It's not for me, it's for Veronica. She's having a coming out party tonight, and I gotta buy her a present.
What's she coming out of?
Jug, I don't know how you can be that stupid and live.
It's easy.
Jug, Veronica is making her debut in Riverdale society tonight, and I want to buy that bubble bath soap we saw in the drugstore as a gift. Now, is that plain enough?
Go ahead and buy it. I'm not stopping you.
But I don't have the money, Jug. Reggie Mantle will probably bring some fancy gift. And how will I look?
How?
Embarrassed. I might just as well stay home.
Oh. Hello, Archie. Hello, Jughead.
Hello, Mr. Andrews.
Hi, Dad. Oh, Dad,
I
was
wondering... What a day. Certainly good to be home.
Dad, would you be kind
Archie,
enough to let me...
do you know
me...
where my slippers are?
In the hall closet, I think. Dad, I was wondering...
It's going to be good to sit down, have a little peace and quiet.
Dad, I wonder if you'd
let
me...
Well, what is it?
Dad, could you let me have some money?
No. Now, where's your mother?
But, Dad, I just got to have $2.98.
Archie, I said no. Where is your mother?
But, Dad, I just got to have it because
Archie,
I want to buy...
Archie, for pity's sake, I said... All right, here is $3.
Gee whiz, Dad, thanks a lot.
Don't mention it. Keep the change.
Oh, boy, Jug, I got it, I got it. Well, let me at that phone. Operator, Riverdale 411, please. Yes. Oh, boy, Jug, won't Veronica be happy when she sees that bubble bath? She likes all that fancy stuff. Hello, Mr. Pringle. This is Archie Andrews. You know that bottle of liquid bubble bath soap you have on display? Yes, the pink stuff in the fancy bottles with the sign, float on air with the scintillating essence of rare eau d'oeuvres and be carried to dreamy wonderland in your bath, reduced to $2.98. Yes. Well, send a bottle of that right over, would you? Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Archie, wouldn't it have been cheaper to buy Veronica a piece of soap?
Don't be silly, Jug. She'll love this. I guess I'll show that Reggie Mantle that he's not the only one who can buy fancy gifts.
Yeah.
She was Jug. Do you think Reggie will buy her something fancier than that?
Probably.
Oh, fine.
Hello, Archie. Hello, Jughead.
Hello, Mrs. Andrews.
Hi, Mom.
Well, what are you doing, dear?
Nothing.
Archie, what are you so glum about?
Me? I'm not glum.
Archie, do you feel all right?
No, Mom, let's not go through that.
Archie,
feel...
stick out your tongue.
But, Mom, I feel...
Archie, stick out your tongue.
No, I'm all right.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't have to stick it that far out. Uh-huh. Archie, just as I thought, you're run down.
But, Mom, I feel fine.
All the same, you go right upstairs and bring down the tonic.
The tonic? Oh, gosh, Mom, not that.
That tonic is the best thing in the world for you.
Yes, I know, but...
But what?
It smells.
Archie.
Well, it does, Mom. Just like rotten eggs.
Archie, Mr. Pringle made that tonic from a special prescription, and it always does a world of good for you.
But, Mom, I...
Jughead, doesn't your mother make you take tonic when you're run down?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, doesn't it do you a world of good?
No, ma'am.
It doesn't? Why not?
I give it to my little sister when Mom's not looking.
Jughead, you don't.
Don't I?
All right, Jughead, maybe you do. But, Archie, you still march right upstairs and bring that tonic down.
Oh, gee whiz, what chances a fella got? Jug, you wait there.
Okay.
And, Jughead, would you take your feet off the couch, please?
I'm sorry.
Oh, now, who can that be? Hello? Oh, Mrs. Lodge, how are you? Oh, fine, thanks. Have I forgotten what? The party? What part? Oh, the party. Why, no, Mrs. Lodge, of course I haven't forgotten the party. Why, I couldn't forget your party tonight. Of course not. Why, just today I remarked to Fred how he was looking forward to your party. Yes, we'll be there. Goodbye. Oh, dear, I'd forgotten all about that party.
Anywhere.
But, Archie, I know there's practically a full bottle in the medicine cabinet. Did you look there?
Oh, yes, Mom.
Well, did you look in the storage closet?
Gee whiz, Mom, don't you think I know how to look for something?
Not for tonic, you don't. Are you sure it's upstairs?
Positive that it's not there, Mom. And besides, I feel much better now. Mom, let's forget the whole thing.
Oh, no, you don't. I'll order some more right now. Operator, give me Riverdale 411, please.
But, Mom, why go to all that trouble just for a little
tonic? Archie, you need that tonic.
Yeah, like a headache.
Hello? Mr. Pringle, this is Mrs. Andrews. You know that tonic you made up last spring for Archie? Well, would you make up another bottle and send it over right away? All right, Mr. Pringle. Thanks a lot. Bye. Now, Archie, Oh, dear, now what?
Pringle's drugstore.
Already?
Got a package here for Betty Cooper.
Oh, well, they live next door.
I know, but they're not home, and they left a note saying all packages shall be left here.
Oh, all right. Just put it right there on the hall table where I won't forget it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Now, Archie, you better start dressing, dear.
Dressing?
Yes, dear, for the party.
But can't I go the way I am?
Archie, you can't go to a party in a polo shirt and saddle shoes.
You left out my pants, Mom. I'm wearing pants, you know.
Yes, I know, dear. But you better go put on your tropical worsted.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wait there, Jug. I'll be right down.
And wash first.
Okay, I will.
All right, all right, all right. Now, what's all the shouting about? Can't we ever have any quiet around here?
Oh, Fred, when did you get home, dear?
Oh, about 5 minutes ago, Mary, and I'm
well,
certainly
for pity's sake,
tired
go and
that.
Get dressed.
Dressed? Dressed? What for?
The Lodges are having their party tonight.
Oh, good grief. I'm in no mood for parties tonight, Mary. I want to just sit here and read my paper.
Fred, Mrs. Lodge called specially to remind us about it.
But I... Oh, all right. I suppose we have to go.
We certainly do. Jughead, be careful of that lamp. I'll be upstairs if you want me, Fred.
All right, Mary. You'll be upstairs. Parties. Parties. Why don't people leave people alone? Nobody enjoys giving a party. Nobody enjoys going to a party. I don't know why. What are you grinning at?
I'm not invited to the party.
Well, you're lucky. See, do I need a shave? I suppose so.
No.
I'm all out of hairdressing. You better order some. Operator, 411, please. Oh, hello, Pringle. Fred Andrews. Huh? Tired. How are you? Good. Listen, Pringle, send me a bottle of that hairdressing, will you? And don't send me that greasy stuff you sent last time. All right, right away. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Fred, aren't you dressed yet?
Dressed? Why, Mary, it's only 5 seconds.
Well, stop wasting time and get started.
All right, Mary. I don't know what this world is coming to when a man can't even go home.
Oh, that must be the tonic for Archie.
Package from Pringle's drugstore.
Yes, I've been waiting for it. Tell Mr. Pringle to put it on the bill, please.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Jughead, I wish you wouldn't sit on the arm of that chair.
I'm sorry.
Archie!
Yes, Mom?
Come on down here.
Mom, how can I get dressed if you keep calling me?
Archie, your tonic just arrived. I want you to take it, dear.
The tonic? Now?
Yes, now. Jughead, would you get a spoon out of the kitchen, please?
Yes, Mrs. Andrews. But, Mom, this is no time to take tonic.
And why not?
Well, because... Well, that is... Well, there's a time and place for everything, and, well, this just isn't the time and place.
It certainly is.
But, Mom, you have no idea how much better I feel.
I thought you didn't feel sick in the first place.
I didn't, but I'm much better now.
Here's the spoon, Mrs. Andrews.
Benedict Arnold.
Me? What did I do?
Traitor.
Now, Archie, that's quite enough. Now, just this one spoonful won't kill you.
You never can tell. Those are awful big spoons.
Archie, for pity's sake, I don't have time to argue now. Please take this tonic.
Gee whiz, okay. Gee whiz. Gee whiz, Ma. Gee whiz. But I... Gee whiz. If I only... Gee whiz.
Yes, Archie, gee whiz. Now take it.
In cold blood? Just take it? Just like that?
Well, close your eyes if it'll help.
It'll help more if you close your mouth, too.
Jughead.
I'm sorry.
Gee whiz.
Archie, don't say that again.
Well, gee... Gosh.
Archie, I'm getting impatient.
Well, I'm gonna... Let me take it myself.
Very well. Here.
Okay, Mom. I might as well get it over and done with. Yeah. Ooh. 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 Wow. Ooh. Ooh. Oh. Phew. Gee, that wasn't as bad as I thought.
Well, I told you so.
Mary, do you like this bow tie with this suit?
Oh, yes, dear. Now come upstairs, Archie, and put a clean shirt on.
Yes, dear. Fine thing when a man can't even ask his own wife if she likes his tie without her giving him an... Well, what are you grinning at?
I was just thinking of my father's ties.
What about your father's ties? Does he tie them differently than I do?
Yes. He just snaps his on.
Oh, fine, fine. Now, what in the world is keeping that delivery boy? Why, that druggist is the slowest... Oh, what's this on the hall table? Label says Pringles Drugstore. When did that get here?
Oh, that was...
Well, why doesn't anybody tell me these things? Here I've been waiting and waiting for my hairdressing, and it's been here all the while.
But, Mr. Andrews...
Gee whiz.
Say, Jughead, do you like this tie with this suit?
No.
Me too. But I can't decide whether I don't like the suit with the tie or the tie with the suit. Now, who can that be at a time like this?
Pringle Drugstore.
Oh, boy, my bubble bath.
Why?
No, not for me. For a friend of mine. I'll take it. Here you are.
Thank you.
She was. I almost forgot about this.
Well, open it and let's see it.
Okay. Don't rush me. She was. Now, who can that be?
Hello, Archie. How are you all?
Veronica. Gosh, hiya, Veronica. Come on in, Veronica. Jug, it's Veronica.
Yes, I could tell. Hi, Veronica.
Hello, Jug. Archie, I just dropped by to remind you about my party tonight. I'm very anxious for you to be there, Archie. In fact, I might say I'm looking forward to dancing with you. You will be there, won't you, Archie? Archie?
Uh-huh. Oh, sure, Veronica, I'll be there. I haven't forgotten at all. In fact, I bought you a little remembrance for the occasion.
Oh, did you, Archie? Is that it, that package?
Well, yes, but I was going to give it to you later.
Oh, what is it, Archie? Tell me, Archie, please.
Well, I wanted it to be a surprise, Veronica, but since you put it that way, I suppose you might as well know now.
Oh, yes, I can't stand the suspense.
Well, Well, it's bubble bath. Jug, be quiet. Here, Veronica.
Oh, Archie, for me? How sweet. Thank you.
Gee whiz.
I'll go home and use it right now. Thanks ever so much, Archie. Bye, Jug.
So long.
Gee, she kissed me.
Yeah, and snap out of it.
She was what a girl.
Oh, brother.
And did you hear what she said, Jug? Did you hear?
What?
She's gonna take a bath.
Archie, people do that all the time.
Well, yeah, Jug, but not with my bubble bath. Gee, I can hardly wait to see how Veronica smells tonight.
Oh, fine.
Gee whiz, what a girl. What a girl. She's so glamorous. She makes my head buzz.
Archie,
That's the front door.
Huh? Oh, yeah, I'll get it.
Hello, Archie.
Oh, hi, Betty.
Archie, I wondered... Oh, hiya, Jug.
Hi, Betty.
Archie, was a package left here for me?
Gee, what a girl.
What did you say, Archie?
Hmm? Oh, nothing, Betty. Not a thing.
Oh, I thought you said... Oh, well, doesn't matter. Say, Archie, was a package left here for... Archie, is that lipstick on your face?
Well, lipstick?
Yes.
On my face?
Yes, on your face.
Right now?
Yes, Archie, right now.
Are you sure?
Archie Andrews, I thought I saw Veronica leave here. It was Veronica, wasn't it?
Veronica? Veronica Lodge?
Archie, I'm not going through all that again. Oh, I might have known you'd let that old Veronica kiss you. Well, I don't care who kisses you, Mr. Andrews.
Oh, but Betty, gee whiz, I mean, what was in that package you were expecting?
Oh, glue, if it makes any difference. Goodbye!
Gee whiz, Jug, now what did I do, huh?
I don't know.
Did Veronica really leave lipstick on my face?
Yep.
Here?
Yep.
Gee whiz.
Yes, Fred, your hair looks fine. Now get your hat or we'll be late. Archie, you ready to leave?
Yes, Mom.
Archie, what's the matter with you?
Me, Mom? Not a thing.
Archie, maybe you should have some more of that tonic.
Now, Mom, let's not go through that again. Gee whiz, you don't want to be late for the party, do you?
Now, Archie, remember your manners.
Yes, Mom.
And please don't spend all evening with Veronica.
Yes, ma'am.
And say the food is good.
Gee whiz, Mom, I'm not a kid.
I know it, but when we had dinner at the Hendersons, you didn't have to say the chicken died of old age.
Well, I thought
your
that...
Your mother is right, son.
And Fred, you mind your manners, too.
Yes, I certainly will do... Manners? What's wrong with my manners? I mean, after all, dear,
yes,
talking
Fred,
to me...
Yes, Fred, I know. Now ring the bell, dear.
I know, but Mary, you think I was a child. It's very bad in front of you.
Ah, good evening, Mr. and Mrs. Andrews, and Master Andrews. Good evening.
Oh,
hello,
evening,
Edwards.
Edward.
Archie?
Hi, Eddie. What's cooking?
Archie.
Huh?
May I take your hat, Mr. Andrews?
Why, oh, Mr. and Mrs. Andrews and Archie. How are you,
Veronica? My, you're looking lovely tonight, dear.
May I take your hat, Mr. Andrews?
Hello, Veronica.
Hello, Archie. My, what a lovely tie.
Do you like it?
May I take your hat, sir?
Oh, yes, lovely. Archie, do you have a cold?
No, Veronica. It's just that I smell rotten eggs.
Why? Archie, for pity's sake.
Well, I do, Mom. It smells just like that. Gee whiz, Veronica. You don't smell like I thought you would.
Archie, really? I mean, after all... Well, I'd better go see how my other guests are doing.
Oh, but, Veronica, wait. You don't understand. Veronica, I can explain.
Archie, for pity's sake.
But, Veronica, you just don't understand.
I understand perfectly.
May I please take your hat, sir?
Fred, sakes alive, give Edwards your hat.
Mary, don't you think I would if I could?
Honest, Veronica, what I meant is... Excuse me.
My goodness. Fred, why are you tugging at your hat?
Because it is stuck to the top of my head. That's why.
But Fred...
Archie, for pity's sake, stop hiccuping.
Fred, how could your hat possibly be stuck to... Fred, where are you going?
Home, that's where. I can't go to a party with my hat glued to my head.
You see, Veronica, what I...
Archie, please. Fred, you can't leave.
Mary, I certainly can. And besides, if you ask me... Veronica does smell of rotten egg.
Fred! Wait, I'll go with you. Oh, Mrs. Andrews, maybe you'd better stay and see what's wrong with Archie.
Archie?
Gee whiz, there's nothing wrong with me. Veronica, it's only the hiccups, you know. People get hiccups practically every day.
Yes, I know. But this is the first time I ever saw anyone hiccup and blow bubbles at the same time.
Archie, I'll have the doctor in just a minute, dear. You just sit there and try not to hiccup.
I am, Mom, but what do you think Veronica thought of me?
Never mind that. Hello, Dr. Higgins. This is Mrs. Andrews. Yes, Doctor, the strangest thing, Archie's hiccuping.
I know, but he's blowing bubbles at the same time.
No, I feel fine, Doctor. Yeah, but Archie's hiccuping soap bubbles.
Yes, really.
What? You will? All right, fine. Goodbye.
What did he say, Mom?
The doctor's calling Mr. Pringle to make up a special prescription for you, and you're to go right down there and get it, dear.
Okay, Mom, I better hurry. This is killing me.
I never in all my born days.
Is that you?
Oh, yes, dear, we just got home. For pity's sake, are you still wearing that hat?
Mary, not by choice, I assure you. I've been looking in the mirror trying to cut it off with a scissors. But I keep snipping my ear.
Fred, I know exactly what the trouble is.
Yes?
That hat is glued to your head.
Mary, that's a brilliant deduction. Brilliant!
Gee whiz, Archie, what are you doing downtown? I thought you were at the party.
Boy, am I glad I ran into you, Juggy.
Gee whiz, Archie, you're blowing bubbles.
I know it, Chug, I know it. Mr. Pringle is making something to stop this right away.
Stop it? Gee whiz, I know a lot of people who wish they could do that.
Chug, don't argue and...
I bet a circus would pay you a lot of money.
Chug, for gosh sake, go on into the drugstore and get that medicine.
Why me?
Because I can't go in there blowing bubbles.
Well, okay.
I'll wait here and for gosh sake, hurry!
Hi, Tommy. Is Mr. Pringle in?
Hi, Jug. Yeah, Mr. Pringle's in the back room making up a special prescription for those Andrews.
Gee, that's what I came in for.
Oh, swell. You'll save me a trip out there. They've been calling all night.
Yeah.
Should be ready in a minute. I'll go look.
Okay. Hey, you mind if I look through this movie magazine?
No, go right ahead.
Thanks.
Here you are, Jug, all set.
Thanks. Gee, Tommy, you know that Betty Grable has some swimming pool.
Yeah. But you better hurry with this prescription. Mr. Pringle says they need it right away, and it's just the thing.
Okay.
Should I put it on the Andrews bill?
Yeah, and put this movie magazine on their bill, too. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Gee whiz, Archie, what's all the crowd?
Never mind. Did you get the stuff?
Yeah. He said it's just what you need.
Okay, then let's get out of here.
But I want to see what the crowd is looking at.
Jughead, the crowd is watching me.
Gee whiz, haven't they ever seen anyone blow bubbles before?
Yes, Jug, but not without a bubble pipe. Now, come on!
Mary, that water is hot.
Ooh. I know it's hot, dear, but it's the only way to get that hat off.
All right, but you don't have to boil it off. Oh, Mary, for gosh sake.
Well, I think the glue's all dissolved now, dear.
So's my head.
Well, try to pull the hat again.
All right.
Oh, you did it, Fred. It's off.
Ah, yes. Finally. Mary, did it take all my hair with it?
Well, let's see. Oh, no, dear. But your hair's a little messy.
Well, I'm not worried about that. At least I don't have to wear that hat the rest of my life.
Well, I still don't understand how it happened.
Yes, Mary, there are a lot of things that happen around here tonight that I'll never understand.
You see, Jug, it worked already. I'm all better. Gee, I guess so.
Archie, is that you?
Yes, Dad. Gee, what happened to your hair?
Well, my hat got stuck. Never mind that now. Just what happened to you at the party?
Gee, I don't know, Dad. I started hiccuping, and every time I hicked, I blew bubbles.
Bubbles? Bubbles! Oh, good grief. Now, look. There are just a few things around here that need explaining. The glue in my hair, the bubbles, Veronica smelling like rotten eggs, and, well, there's only one way we'll ever get to the bottom of this. Now, everyone say exactly what they ordered from Pringle's drugstore. Archie?
Well, I ordered some bubble bath for Veronica.
And I ordered the health tonic for Archie.
And I ordered the hairdressing for myself. Well, now we're getting somewhere.
We are?
Of course, it's as plain as can be. When your tonic came, I thought No, that's not right. Let's see. Oh, when my hairdressing came, Mary, you thought, naturally, that it was... That doesn't seem to be right either, huh? When the glue came, the glue. Say, who ordered that glue?
Glue? Oh, gee, Betty did, and had it delivered here.
Oh, and I forgot to tell her it was here.
Aha, now we're getting someplace. Now, just who handed me that glue?
You took it yourself, Mr. Andrews.
Jug, keep out of this. Come on now, confess. Who had... myself. You mean I... the bottle on the hall table. Was that glue?
Yes, dear. Evidently, you have no one to blame but yourself.
Mm. Oh, yes, but who gave me the bubble bath?
I did. But you didn't tell me you'd ordered it. I thought it was the tonic,
and
dear.
And how did Veronica get the tonic?
Well, she got here before I had a chance to open the package, and I gave it to her thinking it was bubble bath.
Well, then it's your own fault.
Well, then, evidently, nobody is to blame.
Of course not.
Gee whiz.
Well, at any rate, we have that little mystery straightened out.
I still don't know how it ever happened.
That is beside the point, Mary. The main thing is to see that it does not happen again. Now, I hope we've all learned our lesson. I hope we've learned that everyone should let everyone else know what everyone else has ordered whenever everyone has... well, you get the point.
Yes, Dad.
Oh, I'll get it.
Just a minute. I'll get it. We've had enough trouble for one night.
Pringle's drugstore. Here's that medicine.
Medicine? But I didn't order any
medicine.
Oh,
good. We've been waiting for that medicine.
Medicine? Medicine? Then what was it I just took?
And what happened to my order?
Your order? Fred, what did you order?
Well, I called Pringle to send me some shampoo to get this glue out of my hair, and he said...
Shampoo! Shampoo!
Archie! Now, Mary, for gosh sakes, that boy is blowing bubbles again.
Chapter of The Adventures of Archie Andrews, written by Carl Jampel and based on the copyrighted feature appearing in Archie Comics magazine. Archie is played by Bob Hastings, Jughead by Harlan Stone. Others in the cast include Alice Uhrman, Ian Martin, Gloria Mann, and Rosemary Rice. Felix McGuire at the organ. Production was under the direction of Charles Urquhart. And now back to the Andrews.
More toast, Archie?
Yes, please, Mom. Gee, that was quite a mix-up last night, wasn't it?
Yes, it was, dear. And you know, after I got into bed, one thing kept puzzling me.
What was that, Mom?
Whatever became of that first bottle of tonic? I'm sure we had some in the house.
Oh, that.
Well. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Oh, what are you so gay about this morning, Fred?
Oh, I don't know. I always feel good after I wash and shave. That aftershave lotion does it, I think. Perks a man up.
Yes, dear. Well, sit down and have you... Fred.
Yes, dear?
You smell like rotten eggs.
Rotten eggs? Oh, now, don't be silly, dear. How could I possibly smell of... I do, don't I?
Archie, come back here.
Listen next week for more of the merry adventures of Archie Andrews. Friends, if you'd like to see our show, just write to Archie Andrews, NBC, Radio City 20, New York City. That's Archie Andrews, NBC, Radio City 20, New York City. Or if you live nearby and are in the neighborhood some Saturday morning, you may obtain tickets right at the studio. Just ask to see Archie Andrews. And now this is Bob Sherry wishing you a very pleasant weekend. So long. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.